Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Victory Monday, final hour for us. Thanks for being with us, whether you're working, maybe you're out there driving around getting some last-minute gifts, maybe you're off this week and listening to us at home, whatever it is that you are up to this week and every week, but this week specifically because I know it's different for folks. Thank you for letting us come along with you. We appreciate that as always. 1 o'clock hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. College football weekend reaction in about 15 minutes to the Alabama-Oklahoma game on Friday night and the three games on Saturday, looking ahead to the semifinal games as well. And then we'll get to an AMA at 1:40.
I like this. According to On3, Biff Pogge, is that his name?
Pogge, I think.
Pogge has interviewed for the vacant Michigan head coach opening multiple times, he announced.
Good.
I know what the hell I'm doing. So, okay. Well,
all right.
All right, Biff.
Who's going to be coaching him in the bowl game?
Yes, he is. Against Texas,
I believe.
Yeah, against Texas. All right.
Hey, maybe if they show up and give it the old college try.
Win one for the Biffer. Win one for the Biffer. There it is right there. Put that on a T-shirt.
That'd be a good T-shirt. Win one for the Biffer.
Put that on a damn T-shirt right there.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to get that job probably. But I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? Some of their other candidates are off the board.
Pretty much all of them seem like they are off.
Seems like it. Seems like it, because Kenny Dillingham re-upped at Arizona State and then promptly begged publicly for money, which is just, I get it, I understand it's where we're at and all that, but I don't know, there just has to be a better way. There has to be a better way.
You're begging for dollars. Damn.
It's just gross.
Yeah, it is, but that's where we are.
It is.
That's where we are. Until something happens.
Until further notice.
Yes, that's where we are.
We'll just have coaches signing contracts, publicly begging for someone to sign them a $20 million check.
Yes.
And Alabama won. So Kalen DeBoer probably wasn't going anywhere anyway, but he's definitely not going anywhere now because they've got number one Indiana in their next game. So
bring it. It's a good damn game.
Now what? What do we do, Michigan?
I don't know. I literally don't know. That's why I said, does Biff get a job?
No. No, they can't do that.
They can't do that.
You got to do something a little bit more exciting than that. I don't know. I mean,
no more Michigan man out there.
Jed Fish was always the name.
That would be the settle.
I just think exactly. I think they know they've got him if they want him. I think he's their safety school.
Right.
So they're going to try to do better. And then if they can't.
All right, Jed.
I just hope if that's going to happen, like, can we do it before January 2nd, you know?
Before the portal.
Like, before the portal. Like, otherwise this is going to get really, really bad for a lot of different places. But, like, just hurry this thing up. You know what I mean? I know you guys got, I won't say blindsided because you knew what Sharon Moore was up to, but you decided to fire him when you decided to fire him, which is not really great for your timeline, but just do what you're gonna do. All right, make your decision.
Get it out the way.
Just get it out of the way. Yeah, we're good. All right, let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Boo! Ball at the 42. Brissett again. Long throw this time, and Harrison. Did he? Is that Henderson that got it? And it's a pick. It is. It's C.J. Henderson, a diving pick.
What a catch by C.J.
Awesome way.
What a play.
To introduce himself, first time starting for the Falcons. First interception C.J. Henderson's had since 2022.
Yep.
For people that maybe don't know or don't remember, he was selected in the first round ahead of A.J. Terrell in that draft a number of years ago. And obviously, a variety of injuries and different stuff have hampered his career. I remember the Falcons brought him in training camp, and like, all right, that's interesting. Former first rounder, and you know, took all this time to get on the field, some other injuries and stuff. It closes out his first game with an interception.
Yeah, man. I mean, hell of a catch, man.
It was a great play.
It was a hell
play.
Of a catch. And you know, once I saw it, you realized, like, ooh, maybe they might overturn this.
Yeah, his head touched.
Yeah, but, I mean, just a great play by him. And, again, your numbers called, you got to show up, in which he did. And so you go to Arizona. We talked already. Bijan was just outstanding, Andy. And every time, every aspect of a football game, he was good. Running, catching. Obviously, you know, back home with around his family and saw his mom and him up there in the stands, which sounded and looked so damn cool.
His grandpa looked awesome.
Yes, he did.
His grandpa was high-fiving everybody.
Yes, he was, man. Proud of my boy. But I love that part right there. Kyle Pitts made some big-time catches, contested catches, Andy. I thought getting Tyler Algier 16 carries was a big, big deal. That's a big deal when you can get – because that means that the run game is going and Bijan's also going. Meaning, okay, Bijan is a little banged up. We might not be getting done, so let's give these carries to Tyler Algier. That was not the case.
Which of those two guys do you think is more likely to be a Falcon next year? Kyle Pitts or Tyler Algier?
Kyle Pitts.
I think so, too.
Yeah, yeah.
You could franchise him.
Yeah.
I guess you could franchise Tyler Algier if you wanted to.
Yeah, but
no one really brings that up.
Last time I saw, last time a backup was franchised was Sprosy.
Was it?
I think it was because I think LT just got a new contract. They franchised Sprosy and then Michael left.
That's so interesting that that's the last time it happened.
Yeah,
and
I think
Algier,
I think it is
Michael Turner's the name that people always bring up when they talk about Algier, given that he just had his great rookie year and then he's been behind.
Yeah, they get
Bijan.
They're doing a comparison because of the situation.
I think
Tyler Algier is a great player.
He's a nice player.
Michael, he ain't good as Michael.
No.
He's not as good as
you got to remember what Michael Turner did once he got here.
Yeah.
The guy ran for 6,000 yards in 5 years.
Yeah,
he had 1,700 yards the first year. Tyler will do that.
Maybe, but
I want to sell him
Michael
short.
Michael Turner is different.
Yes, until he does it. I know. I hear that comparison, I'm like, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't want to short sell what Michael Turner did, though.
Different.
Because when that guy got here, he just started.
And he was different.
Running.
In San Diego.
They also gave him the ball 400 times his first year here.
Yeah.
That doesn't really happen anymore in the NFL.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. I would love to see both of them back, obviously. But it's like one of those things where you get nostalgic with players. And like, oh, they can find another backup running back.
Yeah.
You know, they can find –
they can.
Yeah, they can find a backup to Bijan.
Yeah. Especially if it's going to cost you.
Yeah, exactly.
Because hopefully Tyler hits the free agency market and gets a nice deal from somebody.
I would love for him. I would love to see him get that bag to go be somebody's starter. I would love to see that. Now, that's one thing that just doesn't happen like it used to.
Mm-mm.
But I think the deterrent factor is like Tyler Algiers and Bijan don't split carries. You know what I mean? Bijan gets the bulk of the carries, and then Tyler comes in. Yeah. You could find somebody to come in. Now, if we're talking about sharing the bulk of the carries, you might have some there. But this is like Bijan Robinson. You want to give him the ball as much as possible.
I mean, obviously outside of yesterday where it was 16-16. Right. But, yeah, normally it's 2-1. That's what you want. Like the ideal breakdown is about 20 for Bijan, about 10 for Tyler. You get to 30. We know that magic number. They got to 37 yesterday. 32, really, because, you know, I mean, I guess Kirk had a quarterback sneak, but Kirk Cousins somehow has five carries on his box score from yesterday. No. No, he did not. Now, again, they did sneak a couple times for a touchdown and a first down, so for sure some of them were, but you got 32 between the running backs, and that's great. I wouldn't have expected it to be 16-16, but Tyler Allgeier was effective when they gave him the ball.
He was.
And he has been a lot of the year. He's got 8 touchdowns, too.
Yes.
Which is pretty crazy. Yes. Like, he's got a chance to get to double-digit touchdowns. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it's going to look like for him on the open market, but he does have that great, like, argument of when I was the lead back as a rookie, I went for 1,000.
Yep.
So somebody will give him a shot.
I think so. I think somebody will, you know, he we talk about the carries not on him and all those different things.
I would love to have him back, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's just, he's a, such a valuable
player. Those two guys together.
He's such a valuable piece, valuable. You're absolutely correct. But I just don't see how that can happen. As far as, unless he's taking some kind of, unless the market for him is less than we think it is, or he's going to stay and take a hometown, which,
no, don't do that.
Yeah.
It's a fifth round draft pick,
and
right?
And a running back.
Yeah, don't do
that. No.
He's also, this is what I always love. I don't know who said this, but he's not from here. What do you mean, hometown? You know what I mean?
I'm from,
I don't know where Tyler Allgeier is from. Like, Utah,
where,
maybe?
Where are you from? Because, like, yeah, I don't live here. What are you talking about?
Where is he from?
Atlanta's been fine.
He's from California.
Oh, he's Cali kid.
Fontana, California.
Fontana.
Don't know where
Never
that is.
Never heard
that. Sounds nice, though.
Yeah, Fontana, California. But, I mean, there's probably a, some. That northern. I wonder if that northern Southern Cal.
Do you want me to check?
No, I thought you might know.
I don't.
In the vicinity of where it is.
Never even heard of it.
But no.
Now that we're doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's right outside of L.A.
Okay.
It's like a suburb of L.A.
Chargers. Can never have enough running backs.
Well, they got Marion Hampton.
Marion Hampton.
Rams.
Nah.
They got Kyron Williams.
He probably had the same role as he has here. He just might have more money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway. Falcons get the win yesterday, 26-19. Fun performances from a lot of different guys on offense, like you mentioned. Crazy, a couple of different crazy plays, like you said. C.J. Henderson with the interception at the end where his head almost touches out of bounds.
Yeah, and he had that guardian cap.
Guardian cap, I know.
Yeah,
that's a, if it did touch out of bounds,
it would have been the guardian cap.
Some jokes about the guardian cap.
It would be.
Charlie Warner runs into Kirk Cousins and they fumble. Now it was fourth down anyway, right?
Yes.
So, but it's still just hideous.
You can't just run.
And I'm with you. I don't remember who the caller was earlier. It said, I was sitting there assuming Arizona would score a touchdown on their final drive.
Yeah, why
go
not?
For two and win the game.
Why wouldn't you do that?
That's what I assumed was going to happen.
That?
So shout out to C.J. Henderson for not letting that take place.
Yeah, C.J. made an outstanding play, Andy. I thought, you know, we talked about McBride coming in. Like, he's such a good tight end, everything like that. I thought Jesse and the linebacker corps did a really solid job on him. You know, he had 5 catches in like 15 consecutive games coming into this game. Falcons did an excellent job of getting hands on him, not letting him get comfortable. And then, you know, did James Pierce get a sack of that?
Half a sack. Him and Dorless split the half.
Yeah, and Dorless is just, you told Dorless would have had 8 sacks this year. Mm-hmm. I'm like, come on, man.
I know.
Come on, man.
I know. There's a lot of little if you would have told
come
me.
On. Yeah, just like that. Come on, man.
If you would have told me, I would have said, wow, that's incredible.
Outstanding.
Falcons must be pretty good.
Oh,
God. No. No. 50
sacks.
Pretty bad, actually.
50 sacks, a running back that's going to have over 22. Probably 2,200
yards.
They'll
lead the league in all-purpose yards.
Yeah, probably had that.
Yeah, they're going to be top 3 in sacks in the NFL. Their rookie pass rusher might get the double digits, which rookie pass rushers don't get the double digits.
Yes.
I know they both needed to have really good games yesterday, but there's still – Kyle Pitts could get to 1,000 yards.
Yes.
Like, if you're telling me Kyle Pitts gets to 1,000 yards and Bijan Robinson leads the NFL in all-purpose yards –
Damn!
And the Falcons are top 3 in sacks
– Damn!
I would have thought at the very least
– Maybe second place.
You win the NFC South.
At least.
At least.
Damn.
At least. No. Eliminated before December even began. It's a cruel game, that football. It's a cruel, cruel game. But they won yesterday, 26-19. Hey, we'll come back. We'll talk some college football next. Alabama comes back from down 17. Twitter, when they were down 17, was a wild, wild place. People got to remember, football games are 60 minutes, man. One of these days, we'll figure that out. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You'd be able to beat them the second time, right? After they spend a couple nights in Atlanta?
Yeah, man. That Buckhead flu.
They don't?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't go out, so I don't know. Is that like a thing still?
Young people don't drink as much as they used to.
I read that study. Yeah. I read that study, which is fine. They don't go out like they used to.
Yeah. I know there's a kind of take that. I think that's a part of it.
Yeah.
Is good, yes. Less alcoholism among the youths, that's right. Probably. Is it because they're more health conscious, or is it because they're not doing anything?
It's because they don't do that.
Yeah, so that's not great.
Yeah, they are.
That's not great.
They'll do that. Yeah. Go somewhere and split the check.
Or stay home and live vicariously online.
Yes.
Which, okay, you're drinking less.
Yeah, that's fine with me, man.
Your liver's healthy.
Always stay out of trouble. I don't give a damn what the young folks do. Stay out of trouble. That's more important. Stay out of trouble and stay out my, Like young folks today, and I got young folks, so I can talk about young folks. I got young folks. They don't want to do nothing. They want to call you every day for Uber Eats and sit there and watch your phone all day. That's what they want to do.
Yeah.
That's what they want to do. All day.
That doesn't sound very, like Uber Eats is pretty cool.
But no, that's what I'm saying. It don't sound fun to us.
That doesn't sound very fun.
And that's cool, man. That's cool. They come home for Christmas. All right, we spend time together as a family. Come over. You know what everybody comes to the living room. They'll sit on the couch. Everybody find one spot on that couch to lay, put a blanket on, and look at the phone.
Okay. What's going on there? That's so cool.
Look at them the whole day. Look at them the whole time they're home. Look at the whole time they're home. They will get on the couch because that's when I'm like, hey, let's spend some time as a family. Just sit, just chill. We all sit, find somewhere on the couch, mm-hmm. find a little spot, put the blanket on, and look at the phone.
Are they playing a video game?
No.
What are they looking at?
Probably all the TikToks.
Like a YouTube video?
All that too. Okay. Everything, yeah. That's what they do.
Huh.
They can FaceTime each other these days and play games on their phone at the same time.
Yeah.
So they're playing a game together and FaceTiming each other, just like if you were playing on your computer and, you know.
Yeah. I'm just glad, you know, the best thing about
it's
now.
It's so nice outside.
About my boy, about Samson now, is that I don't get to, every time I ask him to do something, he just does it now for whatever reason.
Good,
like, I don't have to worry about the trash no more. The trash is automatically gone.
Nice.
Either way. Because my biggest thing with him, it's like his brother's like that too. It takes 1 second to put the trash bag in, right? You're such a rush.
Yep.
Like, then you put the first piece of trash in there and it falls through.
Exactly. So, then you're all set.
I got him all patient. His biggest thing now, I ain't got to ask no more. He sees the trash ready to go out, takes trash out.
That's great.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Now, the only thing we got to do now is get the clothes and the towels thing under wrap.
Yeah.
And we're going to be straight.
All right.
We're going to be straight. He can live with me about three more years. I know he'd be only 15.
Yeah. But you're not going to make him leave when he's 15.
Yeah, I'm going to leave when he's 15. All right. We just get them damn clothes and them damn towels under wrap.
Yeah. It's got, as you sort of progress along with some of these, like, these next steps that they take, it's so nice.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I so look forward to not having to change a diaper anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and then once, you know, you don't take it for, you don't think about it until you're doing it.
Right.
And there was a time when they were both in diapers, which was just awful.
Right.
Like, then I'm wiping 3 butts a day.
Right.
And nobody wants that. Now I'm down to 2, which is good. I'm hoping to get back to 1, though. But that's the 2026 New Year's
resolution. Is he taking it off?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It's time, yeah.
Yeah, he's got to.
Yeah, it's time now, bro.
Yeah, he's taking it off.
If you take it off, it's time.
He's got a little song that he sings about.
Yeah.
It's the Wiener song. It's like, what are we doing here, man?
It's time.
But then it's also like, it makes me laugh. It's like pretty damn funny.
He's funny because he is funny.
Yeah, every little boy went, you know.
When they find out what that is.
Yeah, when you figure it out,
yeah.
It's the best thing in the world.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's kind of where we're at. But I'm looking forward to that not being a thing either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great. No diapers. No. We got like a box full of baby wipes. Obviously the cleanest nose and stuff like that. But it was one of these old diapers. You always use them.
Oh, yeah, you're
now,
going through them.
Now,
now it's just nice to have them.
It's just nice to have them now.
Like,
it's convenient.
Because you can clean a snotty nose with it.
It's convenient.
You can even, a little counter, you know. You got one in your, there's a spot on the counter.
Oh,
you can do that.
Yeah.
Now it's a waste of money.
Yes.
Don't do that. But if you have it already out, you know, it can be an effective tool.
It's good though, man. But when they start taking the diaper off, okay, bro.
Yeah.
You got to get a job. Well, you got to start wiping yourself, man. Because they take it off and don't tell you. It's be sitting somewhere in a random corner.
Yeah, there's just a puddle in the hallway.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on?
I know what that is. You're the only one who's not potty trained.
Well, boom.
The dog.
Does Airplay Boom did it?
No, he hasn't done that yet.
But
I will know better. Boone's been potty trained for 6 years.
Yeah.
Don't blame the dog.
But he might be jealous. Let me just go pee in the house.
Nah, Boone's good. There's no jealousy. Boone's, I don't know. Somewhere between 1 and 2 on the power rankings on a given day. Boone listens and he's potty trained. That has him above the other two. All right, let's talk about some of the college football action from over the weekend. And I'm talking about the playoff action. I know there was some other games, but it started on Friday with Alabama and Oklahoma. Oklahoma got out to a 17-0 lead.
And
the college football world imploded.
It's amazing.
Like, people were so ready to dig
graves. What's Alabama's excuse, Randy? Yeah. I'm like, I don't give a damn if Alabama loses. You do know that, right? Don't care.
Why would you?
Why would I care? But I did say on Friday at Twin Peaks that they were going to win this game.
I thought they were going to lose. I thought Oklahoma was going to beat them, and I thought it was going to be – I thought what happened in the Miami A&M game was going to be more Alabama-Oklahoma.
Right.
And the thing I said – both of us said this on Friday. The most surprising – possible thing that could happen over the weekend was Oklahoma-Alabama turns into a shootout. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know that it was actually a shootout, but it was a lot higher scoring than anybody anticipated.
Yes.
That was a fun game to watch.
It was,
that was
man.
An entertaining college football game.
The thing with Oklahoma is they got out such a fast start. And then I saw Coach Venables, he was talking his halftime thing. I don't know if it was Holly or whoever. And then, the way his face looked when he said, we can't make mistakes like the quarterback just made. Like, he was pissed, you know, about that whole situation. And then their offense went stagnant.
Yep.
Their offense, talking about Oklahoma, their offense went stagnant. Couldn't run the ball, couldn't do anything. And then Alabama just kept getting in the favorable matchups. The freshman receiver.
Yeah, man. They just have guys.
He's so good.
Yeah, Alabama just has. All right, so last year's freshman receiver can't do it anymore.
Yep.
Here's this year's freshman receiver. We're just going to get two touchdowns from him in the playoffs.
He played well. That was a hell of a catch he made. And then, you know, Ty Simpson was good when he was good. But, I mean, you think about the special teams effect. I mean, we were talking about the damn best kicker in America.
Yeah.
Best kicker in America.
Not on that stage.
Not on that one.
Not on that stage.
Not on that one right there.
Missed a couple kicks in the fourth quarter that obviously helped Alabama in their quest for victory. And Alabama's kicker made his kicks.
Yep.
So, I mean, you know, we talked about Oklahoma, not only Oklahoma's kicker, who I think was the first team All-American, their special teams in general. I mean, their punter, I don't know what happened on that punt. I guess he just – because he caught it.
It looked like he
caught it, and he was dropping it to kick it, but I guess it slipped at the last minute because he caught it and was moving it down.
But that's what I'm saying. It was bam, bam, 17-17.
Yep, immediately.
It was that fast. It was bam, bam, 17, 17 up.
34-7 run. Alabama wins. They're on to the semifinal. So are people are cool with Kalen DeBoer now down there?
I don't know. I don't live down there. But my thing is, like, all I know is that I saw a whole lot of, we'll pack his bags and send him up to Ann Arbor.
No, they were ready for him to go.
Ready for him to go.
But not now.
Not now.
Right?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
I really don't either.
I don't know. But I like them against Indiana.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
How come?
I just think Alabama's – I don't know. I don't know what it is about that.
You can't get your mind around Indiana.
I can't get my mind. No, it's not that. Probably.
It's what it is. Probably. It's okay. I'm there too. Because I said the same thing about Indiana even up to the Big Ten championship game. I was like, I don't know. I can't pick them over Ohio State.
Yeah.
It's Ohio State.
Yeah.
And they beat them.
They did.
They beat them.
They did.
And they beat them in like a slog.
They did. But I don't know. I just I'm still going to go Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still going to go Bama against Indy. I just have a real feeling that it's going to be Georgia and freaking Alabama again.
Could be.
For a damn championship.
That would be that would be fine.
That'd be weird as hell.
That would be totally fine.
That'd be weird as hell.
Georgia gets Ole Miss. Ole Miss did what everybody knew they were going to do to Tulane. Might have even been more dominant than people thought that it was going to be. They beat the hell out of Tulane.
The thing they needed to happen was what happened. Didn't play around.
Yeah, that's
they
right.
came out and yeah, beat got out to the a big absolute lead. Hell out of Tulane. Yep. Didn't let them get. Didn't let them hang around or anything like that. And now, you know, Georgia, Ole Miss is good. And I matter of fact, because it was, you know, they went but one game on most of the time. So I sat and watched on one of the TVs. I put on the old game, the game from this year when Georgia played Ole Miss, and like Georgia was great offensively. They just couldn't get a stop until they needed to get a stop, and it was in that fourth quarter. They were able to take the lead. They got the stops that they needed, and obviously, they end up winning the football game. And you mentioned it when we were talking about this off the air. Like, Georgia's defense ain't been the same since then.
Yeah, that was the moment Georgia's season changed.
Yeah.
Was they're going blow for blow with Ole Miss. Ole Miss scored on their first five possessions, touchdowns.
Yes,
on their first five possessions.
And then you're thinking about it, coming out of halftime, remember they hit that damn, the dude called a hitch.
Immediately.
And took it 75 damn yards.
Because the thought was, all right, they'll get in at half and kind of adjust like they always do.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Then another time, the boy caught it on one hand. So, I mean, they were still getting after Georgia, and Chambliss was, they had him a couple times. He just got out of it. But, yeah, I mean, Lawson Leckie was great. I think the biggest thing, Georgia, how they were able to run the football. They ran the ball really, really well in that football game, and they're going to have to do the same thing again as they get ready to take on a really good, really good Ole Miss team.
Yeah, that's where when you start analyzing the four teams that remain with Alabama, Indiana, Miami, Ohio State, Ole Miss, Georgia, and Oregon, Texas Tech. Probably Oregon is the only team that can kind of run it like Georgia can. Oregon's got a stable of running backs up there, and they're getting healthy as well. They did to James Madison what pretty much everybody thought they were going to do also. Although they fully took their foot off the gas in the second half.
Backdoor cover.
At the backdoor cover. So that's why betting on sports is dicey.
The backdoor cover.
Because they could have won that game 75-3 if they wanted to.
Yes, they could have. And that damn, I'm telling you, That atmosphere down there at College Station was unbelievable. It looked great, and I mean, shout out to Miami. They hung in there. They hung in there, and they had plays. Everybody missing kicks. We talked about Malachi Toney. I mean, what a punt return! And the way it was set up was awesome because they had the return left, and they had that wall set up, and all of them had their hands up so you don't block in the back. And he was gone. And then hell of an effort play by to grab his damn ankle. And then obviously he gets another opportunity. Talking about Malachi Toney, fumbles the ball.
Yeah.
Just distraught.
I mean, he's on the sideline.
Yeah, man. Like, teammates coming over to him. And then for him to get that touchdown, you saw his emotion.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, hell yeah.
That
then,
was a great moment.
Yeah, then A&M, they get the ball back. They're driving.
Yeah, finally.
They're driving.
Like,
finally
55
driving.
55 minutes of just.
Finally.
Yeah, then all of a sudden both teams are going blow for blow. And it's like, all right, where was this the whole game?
Man.
But yeah, no, look, man. Miami.
Miami's good, man.
Talking about people in want them in the playoff, and
that
now they're in the semifinal.
That defense flying around.
Dude, Bain and Mesidor, like
flying around.
I don't know what you're supposed to do with those guys.
Nothing.
Like, those guys are both
NFL first round.
I know Bain's arms are short. Whatever. He can play for my team.
Damn, arms are short when he blocked the kick.
Yeah, I know. How do you block a field goal with short arms? How many sacks? Three sacks, four tackles for loss. Yeah, those guys are really, really good. As much as the Ole Miss and Oregon games weren't super entertaining, the next round is going to be great. Great matchups. All four games should be really, really good. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA and or Falcons phone calls, whatever you want to do. 404-726-0929. Load up the phone lines next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. AMA to wrap the show up every single day here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Final hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. Plenty of phone lines available if you want to jump on. Falcons calls or general AMA, up to you. 404-726-0929. Tinker is with us, though. We got Tinker. We can count on Tinker. What's up, Tink?
What's up, man?
Yeah, what up, Tink?
Hey, missed you Friday.
Missed me Randy. Friday? You know what time I work, Tink?
Hey, I was there. I was looking for you.
You know, you weren't there looking for me. I work from 11 to 2 at my office hours. I was like, what, Tink? Then Andy sends me a picture of you up in the house. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, let me know how you feel.
I was just there. I was still there because the sales staff was buying drinks.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right.
They're free.
Had tabs open. All right. Right? I mean, it's the weekend now, so let's see about it.
My question is, whether it was when you were a kid or now, what family member were you always looking forward to seeing during the holidays? Cousin, grandmother, uncle, whatever. But you couldn't wait to hang out with that person.
That's a great question, Tim. Thank you.
I like to think I'm that guy now.
Oh.
I like to think I'm that guy.
For who?
My cousins. My little cousins. I would think that I'm that guy. But as a kid growing up, like.
Like you're the uncle
yeah.
that they look forward to
yeah.
seeing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Kids love you.
Yeah.
Like you're very popular with kids.
Wow.
My kids, at least.
I was going to say grandma. Yeah. And everybody listening, and they'd be like, why don't you say my name, nephew? Or something like that. So I'm going to say grandma.
I have the benefit of, well, they might be listening.
Yeah, I'll say grandma.
In heaven.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, we did Christmas at my grandparents' house in Spokane every year.
Uh-huh.
So being there and being with my grandparents, certainly. But, like, I don't know. Like, just cousins. You just get around cousins and, like, just no matter how old you are, you kind of go back to being a kid a little bit,
right,
you know?
Right.
And then they have... The coolest thing is growing up with people like that is they have the same memories you have mm-hmm. or like their version of it,
right?
So you can think back, oh, yeah, remember Christmas Eve this year, whatever, when that happened, and they've got the, you know, you kind of have a shared history together, which is always really fun. But when my grandparents used to have a huge Christmas Eve party, and it was so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like everyone would come over that lived in Spokane. So it'd be, I don't know how many people would be there. When you're a kid, it felt like 500 people were there. It was probably 30 or 40 people, whatever. But that was always so much fun. I loved it. One of my uncles would, like, there was a Santa suit. So he would dress up and come and give a present. It was great. Really, really fun. I miss those times. Smyrna Sweat Hog. Doing nicknames today. Hello, Smyrna Sweat Hog.
Hey, Andy, Randy, this is Jamie from Kennesaw.
It's Jamie from Kennesaw.
Andy, my CB handle back in the day was the Smyrna Sweat Hog. So, Randy, number one, I forget, what would your CB handle be? Is it the Yam Cowboy?
You said something like that.
I said something like
week.
That. Yeah. I thought it was a Yam Chaser or something.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yam Chaser. All right. Then, Andy, I do have a suggestion that one I came up with was sure. The Honky Tonk Husky. would that be appropriate to call you by it if I meet you at some outing sometime? I refer to you as the Honky Tonk Husky.
A Honky Tonk sort of infers like a, that's a country music.
Yeah.
Maybe it's honky, you know? You can leave the tonk out of it.
Yeah.
I'm not super like, but I am white.
Yeah.
And I did go to the University of Washington. The Honky Husky, you call me that? That's fine with me.
All right.
Thank you, Jamie.
He put tonk on it, though.
But like of all the 92.9 people, I'm certainly not the most honky tonk.
I think that could be referring to Ashley's side of the family, possibly. You think they're kind of up there in the hills?
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. I just
there's like a little honky tonk.
Honky
going on
tonk.
Up there.
You associate with like it's a. Like
yeah, you're not a big country.
Like, I like country music, person. But like, yeah, you're not. That's
not a big honky tonker.
No, I don't know that I've ever been to a honky tonk. You know, I don't think that I have. I would go if I'm invited, but I don't think I've ever been to one. I've been called a honky plenty of times. Plenty of times. Smyrna Sweat Hog, also, by the way, could be my nickname. Aaron is in Gwinnett. Hey, Aaron.
Hey, guys. First time caller, long time listener. Great show.
Thank you, Aaron.
If you could, my question is, if you could change your name to any, like, actor's name, what would it be? I would change mine to John Wick.
Okay. Like a character. Gotcha. Got it.
Yeah, character.
Ooh, man. That's a good one.
I'd be Denzel Washington.
Yeah, or something like that. Yeah. Denzel.
Don't I look like a Denzel?
All the way.
Yeah.
I like the John Wick joint. I would, you know what? Call me Axel. Axel Foley.
Axel Foley.
Yeah, Axel Foley.
I've thought about this before just from the standpoint of, like, I'm very thankful that my name isn't a famous character's name. Because, like, there's a 60-year-old guy walking around out there right now named Harry Potter that lived a normal 35 years, you know? He was Harry Potter for 35 years, and no one thought twice about it. He was, it's my buddy Harry that I work with.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, that book came out and became the biggest thing in the world.
And
the last 25 years of that guy's life have been miserable because his name's Harry Potter.
Why has he been miserable?
Because how annoying would that be? Just people making wizard jokes all the time.
He gets no benefit.
Isn't Harry a nickname for something?
Harold? I guess it could just be Harold Potter.
Maybe he'd go back to Harold.
But you know what I mean? Like, if you have the same name as a famous character, unless you were named after the character, there's a pretty good chance you lived part of your life with that name without that character existing.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, you know.
There he comes.
Here comes, I don't know, who's another one? John Wick. Like, there probably were people just named John Wick that existed before that movie. And now they have to deal with that crap. I tangentially had to deal with this growing up because
Bunker.
All the funny teachers wanted to make Archie Bunker jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're far enough away from that show that people don't really reference it anymore. But I was like, man, that'd be so annoying if my name was Archie Bunker. Just having the last name Bunker was annoying enough.
Oh, man. Could you imagine if your mother would named you Archie because your last name was Bunker?
No, that would have been unacceptable.
That would have been really bad.
That would have been unacceptable. Yeah. All right. Mo's in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
That'd be really bad.
Hello, fellas. What's going on?
Hi, Mo.
Hey, happy holidays, man. It's been a minute since I talked to y'all, man. This work schedule is crazy. But it's been 365 days since this call happened. And I am out for vengeance. So me and Bo are back in the championship game for the 92-9 Fantasy Football League. And I'm getting vengeance this year, Bo. I'm coming after you, Barry. I need this championship so I can brag for a year. My question to you guys. So I know y'all talked about it a little bit, but, hey, so, man, we can't get rid of Rob, man. Why are we so quick to dump our coaches? Like, we at least got to give them 3 years. I think the team and Ross said it last week. You got to learn how to win. And I feel like they starting to learn how to win, man. We won some close games. So, I mean, we going to keep Ra around, man, and we going to go ahead and franchise Kyle and get Kurt to take a pay cut away.
So you just want to run this back? You're enjoying this? You want to run it back?
I don't want to run back Zach. I really don't want to run back Zach unless Kurt is playing, but I don't want to run back Zach. Okay, but Mo. I do want Kyle Pitts, and I do want Raheem.
Okay, Mo.
All right.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, Mo.
We don't get to make that choice, so it's not really up to us. But, I mean, tough sell.
It's a tough sell. It is.
Tough sell.
It is. But, again, I don't know how this is going to go. I honestly don't know how it's going to go. I don't know because it is 2 years. Is that enough time for somebody to sit there and say that?
Okay. Doesn't it kind of feel like
it
enough time?
It feels longer, though.
Yeah.
Doesn't it feel longer than 2 years?
Because it's not like he's in his second year as a head coach.
But it just feels like it's been a longer tenure than just 2 years.
Yeah. Probably because he was an interim those years ago, and it's been a long 2 years.
Yeah. It just has been, man. It really, really has been. Well, be mad and irate they keep Raheem. No, I won't. I promise you won't do that.
No, I won't be either but of those thing, things, but either, I'll be interested in the explanation.
That's my thing. Tell me why.
Yeah.
And then if you give me if it's a good enough why for me, all right, cool. And I'm not saying, all right, cool, I'm down for it. I'm like, all right, cool.
I would need time to come up with how I could come up with a why that the reaction could be that.
Right.
Where it's like, all right, like what could that why possibly be?
I don't know.
Because if it's like, oh, they won all their games in December, that's not good enough.
But
for me.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. But it could be good enough for the guy who.
Oh, sure. I mean, but again, what my opinion, good enough for me, I don't think they care. I don't know if they, I don't think they care. They've never asked, so I don't think they care. But like, what would the explanation need to be from them for your reaction to be like, all right, I like that. That's a good, that makes sense.
It won't be one.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it won't be one.
Yeah, I don't think I would have one.
No.
I don't think I would have one.
No. But I'd be like, all
right. Right, because what can you do?
What can you do?
We're going to cover them.
Yep, damn sure. Rice is going to be there.
We're going to be up there.
Yep, giggling and laughing and everything else.
We'll be up there having a good time. Who's going to be giggling and laughing?
Not us.
Not us. I only laugh at you and some of the callers.
Not us.
Robert is in Rockmart. I laugh with you, not at you.
Let me say I just wanted to wish you guys a Merry Christmas, and also just wanted to shout out Greg Biffle, rest in peace, NASCAR legend. Yep. So that was just what I wanted to say.
All right, Robert. Yeah, tragic over the weekend, man.
Yeah, dog. That was when I saw that, I was like, God Almighty, man, with your babies and other people also were on the aircraft and things like that. But yeah, just tough time.
Incredibly tough time. Sad. Yeah. Kev is in Conyers. Hey, Kev.
Hey, Andy, Randy, man, y'all the best show out there, man.
Thank you, Kev.
Happy holidays to you.
Same to you.
Man, I heard about a week or so ago, A was on the show, and he said something about he made up a drinking game for a Little League World Series.
Oh.
So I wonder what is the craziest challenge or bet that you guys have been a part of?
Oh, God, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that, but Abe made a drinking game up for the Little League World Series?
Little League World Series.
That seems inappropriate, doesn't it? I mean, I guess you're just watching it on TV, so really what's the difference?
Yeah, exactly. He's actually watching it. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with watching it.
No, I mean, they televise it.
Yeah.
People are watching it.
Yeah.
I just feel like, I don't know. Make it, I don't know. We used to play when I was in college a game called Whiskey Blitz. Just to answer the question, remember the video game Blitz on Nintendo 64? Mm-hmm. We would play that game. And then every time you scored a touchdown, you had to take a shot of whiskey. And it was really easy to score touchdowns in that game.
Right.
So
you'd be drunk.
It was a good little pregame ritual. And then you'd go out and you wouldn't have to spend as much money when you're out at the bar.
Yeah, man.
Whiskey Blitz.
Whiskey Blitz.
And ended a lot of, well, of course it didn't. It was my six friends.
No.
But it was. Yeah, a lot of nights ended before they started.
Yeah, I think so. Me and drinking games just don't get along.
You just drink.
Yeah, I don't. Why I need to lose? Why do I need to, you know, have fun? I got to just give me a drink. Yeah. Or I got to make sure this ball goes in this thing.
I had to stop scoring sometimes. It's like, I'm not going to make it to the bar.
You'd be blank face.
I'm not going to make it to the bar if I put up another second half like this. All right, takeaways of the day.
Blank face, yeah. Yes. Yes. Okay. Andy's Brazilian home wrecking accent is pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good, Doc.
Yeah, don't hire anybody named Joaquim to teach your wife to do stuff.
Yes.
If we've learned anything.
If we learned
anything in this process.
Keep Joaquins away from your woman.
Joaquin's a sex name and keep them away from your wife. Abe made up a drinking game for a Little League World Series. Like, you knew when the caller said, I heard Abe the other day, the call was going to go somewhere crazy.
Yes.
Abe right now is in the middle of the ocean drinking, by the way.
Yes, he is.
Maybe
Or in the casino. Or in the casino. Not buying woman a steak.
That's exactly what it is. Or the casino, avoiding women.
I was going to say, maybe he'll meet somebody, but.
No.
Tom Brady paid somebody to reverse naked chokehold his wife.
Yes.
And then while Giselle was crying, Joaquin was prying.
Yep.
We did a solid 10 minutes on that topic at the top of the noon hour that if you didn't hear it, I would recommend going back and listening to it. Oh, God. Yeah, man, avoid the Joaquins. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow morning at 11.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules.
and the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.